82 baking supply stores in Metro Manila. Baking supply stores are everywhere these days. They sell baking ingredients such as flour, sugar, yeast, eggs, etc. Some even offer free delivery service. What makes them better than other supermarkets or grocery stores? Supply stores are convenient because they provide customers with a wide variety of goods at affordable prices. In addition, they also offer delivery services. However, some people complain that supply stores are too expensive compared to regular supermarkets. This is why they prefer buying their groceries from local bakeries instead. 82 of baking supply stores in Metro Manila. 82 baking supply stores in Metro Manila. Baking supply stores are everywhere these days. They sell baking ingredients such as flour, sugar, yeast, eggs, etc. Some even offer free delivery service. What makes them better than other supermarkets or grocery stores? Supply stores are convenient because they provide customers with a wide variety of goods at affordable prices. In addition, they also offer delivery services. However, some people complain that supply stores are too expensive compared to regular supermarkets. This is why they prefer buying their groceries from local bakeries instead. 82 of baking supply stores in Metro Manila. See the complete list of baking suppliers in Metro Manila on the Sulit blog. Start Baking Starter Guide. Are you looking for a creative outlet? Or maybe you just love baking and want to share your creations with others? Either way, here are some tips to make sure your baked goods turn out perfect every time. 1. Use the right ingredients. You may think that all you need to bake something delicious is flour, sugar, butter, eggs, salt, and vanilla extract. But there are so many different ingredients that go into making a cake, cookie, pie, bread, etc., that it's best to read the recipe carefully before starting. For instance, if the recipe calls for butter, does it mean unsalted butter or salted butter? And what kind of milk should you use? Whole milk, skim milk, low-fat milk, non-fat milk, heavy cream, half and half, or sour cream? There are also variations in terms like eggs and yolks that can change the outcome of your dish. 2. Read the recipe carefully. Read the entire recipe before beginning to bake. Don't skip over anything. It's easy to miss things when you're rushing around trying to get everything ready. Also, look for specific instructions regarding temperature ranges and timing. These details matter because they tell you exactly how much longer to wait after mixing certain ingredients together until you put the batter into the oven. 3. Measure everything correctly. This seems obvious, but measuring accurately is essential to getting the right results. Start by measuring cups instead of spoons. Cups measure liquid volumes more precisely than teaspoons, especially when dealing with small amounts. Next, weigh ingredients rather than estimating based on volume measurements. Finally, don't forget to subtract the weight of the bowl used to hold the dry ingredients from the final measurement. 4. Mix the dry ingredients first. Mixing the dry ingredients first ensures that the wet ingredients won't sink to the bottom of the bowl during mixing. This makes it easier to incorporate air into the batter, which improves aeration and prevents lumps. 5. Add liquid slowly. Adding liquid slowly allows the mixture to become smooth and homogeneous. Otherwise, you risk having pockets of dry ingredients floating throughout the batter. 6. Let batter rest before cooking. Letting the batter rest for 5 minutes before cooking gives the gluten time to relax and absorb moisture. This reduces the chance of forming tough cakes or cookies. 7. Bake at the proper temperature. Baking temperatures vary depending on the type of food being prepared. For example, cookies require higher heat than cakes, which requires lower heat than pies. To ensure success, follow the manufacturer's recommended temperature range. 8. Check the cake/cookie every 15 minutes. After about 20 minutes, check the cake/cookie to see if it appears done. If it doesn't seem done yet, continue baking. However, if it starts to brown too quickly, cover the pan with aluminum foil to prevent burning. In conclusion, if you're looking for a new hobby but aren't sure where to begin, baking might be the perfect choice. Not only does it require very little equipment, but it also gives you access to a wide variety of ingredients and flavors. Plus, it's fun to share your creations with family and friends. Start baking today.